Okay. All right, so before we do Hamad Yilvin Kodesh L'chol, I wanted to mention Eliyahu Navi, since we're talking about Motzei Shabbos. So I saw in the Seder Otzei HaTfilos, the Perush Eitz Yosef brings down, but what's the minhag to sing Eliyahu Navi? So we only know the first line of the song. It happens to be it's 16 stanzas of different rhymes and whatever. But what's the idea behind it is that the Gemara says in Erevin that there's a promise that Eliyahu Navi won't come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif because it's so busy, people are busy shopping and cleaning their house or whatever. Uh-huh. So everybody's distracted. So
now you can come.
So exactly. So Motzei Shabbos, it's that now is the time for Mashiach can come. Eliyahu Navi can come.
Uh-huh.
We're ready for it. So that's on one hand, and as well as on the other hand, that the Gemara says that Am Yisrael would keep a Shabbos kedasa kedin according to Allah halacha, so we would be zochet to geula. So finishing Shabbos, we're saying, okay, Hashem, we did our best. We want the geula. We try to keep Shabbos as best we could. So that's a little bit the shaychus of Eliyahu Navi to Motzei Shabbos. Okay, after Havdalah, so then we start to sing the Zemar of Hamadri ben Kodesh L'chol. So starting from the second stanza and on, so there's Rosh Tevos at the beginning of the stanzas that spell out Yitzchak HaKatan. Yeah. So this is written by somebody named Yitzchak. We don't know exactly who it was, but we know that this Zemar goes back very, very far back in time. Very, very far back in time. Even it's mentioned by the Mordechai in the Seches Yuma, so it's already from the time of the Rishonim. Now, according to some, I think the Mordechai himself writes this, and the Chasam Sofer definitely holds this, that initially this Zemar was meant to be sung Motzei Yom Kippur. And Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, etc. Yom Kippur is also Kodesh, and also Shabbat Shabbaton. There's that, and the Chasam Sofer brings a proof from when we say that the line in the second stanza, Ekre Lakel Alai Gomer, I'll call Hashem who completes for me, which is a reference, he says, to how based in his Mekadesh L'chodesh, and Hashem is maskim. Hashem agrees with what the Beis Din, how Beis Din determines the calendar. So that's not shy for Shabbos because Shabbos is kriya l'kaima. It's that every week, it's every 7 days, no matter what. So it must be that Hashem is completing something for us or going along with us in some way. So he says it's a reference to Motzei Yom Kippur. Okay, Af Al Pi Kein Rav, it became a minhag to sing it on Motzei Shabbos. And basically, the overall theme, I would say, is like a bakasha for a geula, for a fresh start, for a new beginning of the holiness of bringing the holiness of Shabbos into the week, and it being a chus for hopefully kapar savonos and for a geula. So, okay, with that, we will go through it. So we say, Hamadir ben Kodesh L'chol, Hashem who distinguishes between holy and non-holy. So obviously it's a reference to Shabbos versus the weekday, but others also point out that it's a reference to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is an Am Kodesh versus Umos Olam. Chatosenu hu yimchol, so he will forgive our sins. Zareinu v'chaspenu yabekachol, our children and our money, he will increase like sand, like the stars of the night sky. So obviously, the last part, it comes from the promise to the Avos, the promise of Avinu, that his children will be kachol hayam, kachol hashamayim. But the Mefarshim ask on this, how can we include money in this? Some Mefarshim take it out of the Girsa, but we say, chatasinu hu yimchol, so that's a very lofty request. And then we say, Zareinu, okay, children, that's very good. The Chaspeinu Yabekachos, but why are we asking for money? seems to be a very gashmi thing. So a couple of answers I saw. One was that Motzei Shabbos is actually a time, a very good time to ask for wealth, because the Shem Yishmur, I think, points out that what's the whole detriment of money? Is that we don't want a person to become too involved in gashmias, too materialistic and drawn down into this world. But Motzei Shabbos, since it's a time of like recreation, it's like a new existence. It's almost like we're reverting back to the original creation. So it's like we're out on the Rishon. So we're, you know, who says that we're going to use money in the wrong way? Who says that we're going to be drawn after it? Maybe we can use it only with Shem Shemayim. So it's, you know, we have a clean slate. So it's a good time to ask for money. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with it. Fine. And the other pshat is simply that when a person has his averos forgiven, so then he merits much good from Hashem, and by meriting much good from Hashem, so that could include wealth. I thought of my own idea that also if you're gonna have zareinu bekachol, so you need enough money to take care of them also. So it's not, you know, it's not a greedy thing. Yeah. It's just that we're asking for enough parnasa to be able to support a family that Hashem. That's the real bracha. The real bracha is the family, is the zareinu, and the chatzreinu has to go along with it. Okay. Then continues Yom Pana Kitzel Tomer. Yom Pana, the day is turning aside. Kitzel Tomer, like the shade of a tomer, could be like a tamar, a date tree, like the shade of a tree. As the day goes away, so the shade goes away. So too, Shabbos is going away. Ekra Lakel Alai Gomer, I'll call out Hashem, who completes for me in a sense. Who is again? This could be a reference, like the Chasam Sofer said, to the idea that Hashem is masking with based in Halim and Kaddish Lachodesh and things like that. or it's a little bit of a deeper idea based on the idea that we mentioned before that when if an angel keeps Shabbos, so then it's supposed to bring the Gula. So we're calling out now Hashem, Alai Gomer, Hashem, we've done our part, now let's finish the process, bring the Gula. Omar Shomer, and it ties in very well with the end. Omar Shomer says the guard, which is a quote based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. Amar Shomer Asavoke v'gam Laila. Says the guard, which is Hashem, Asavoke, the day is coming, v'gam Laila. So what does it mean, the day is coming and night? So it's basically it's also a reference to the Geula, that Asavoke, the morning is coming, the morning the sun will be shining for the tzaddikim, and it'll be like Laila, it'll be a time of darkness and punishment for Rishayim. So we're asking for the Geula. Tzidkascha kahar tavor, al chatai avor tavor. So tzidkascha, Hashem, your righteousness is kahar tavor. So har tavor is actually a mountain up in the north of Israel, and it's a very large mountain. So it's just a metaphorical reference that we're saying Hashem's greatness is his righteousness is very, very great. And we ask him, al chatai avor tavor, so, and please pass over and forgive my averos. Ki yom esmol ki yavor, like yesterday, it should pass. Meaning, you should go through it very quickly. Hashem, quickly with mihirus, see them as though they're gone already, just like yesterday is gone. The ashmur of alayla, or like the watches of the night. Also, meaning like a person sleeping overnight, so the different watches of the night go by quickly. So asking also, Hashem should see our averos as though they're gone. Now we've heard Chalfa Onas Minchasi. Chalfa also means past. Ona is the time of Minchasi, of my Mincha. So it could be a reference to the Tfilas Mincha of Shabbos, which in Kabbalah sources, each of the different Tfilas represent a different Shabbos. So Leil Shabbos Shmon Esrei, Leil Shabbos, Tfilah Leil Shabbos represents, I believe, Shabbos Bereishis. And the first Shabbos of creation of the world. And then Shachris on Shabbos is corresponding to the Shabbos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then Milchav Shabbos is referring to the Shabbos L'Asi Lava, the future Shabbos, the Yom Shekula Shabbos, So we're saying Chafa Onas Minchati, so the time of Mincha, which is so again, it's keeping up the theme of the Geula. Ni Tein Menuchasi. So Hashem, the Mincha is past. It's meaning it's time for the Geula already. Halavai Mi Yitein. It should. If only you would already give me the Menucha. Other Mefarshim say that no, Chafa Onas Minchati. Mincha literally, the word Mincha means a gift, Matana. So that's a reference to the. To the statement that Hashem said, "Yeshli beveis gnozai matana tova," I have in my storehouse a special gift. And it's called Shabbos. I'm giving it only to Bnei Yisrael. So we're saying Shabbos is over. Chof onus min chasi. The time of my gift has passed. Mitei minu chasi yagad van chasi. So I'm going to have to work hard. Yagad van chasi. I'm going to be tired from and sighing, either from now going into the work week or Yagat ben Chatzi, we're already saying, in reference to Gula, we're saying, we're already so tired, we're already so, exasperated with the Golos. Aschevah Cholayla, I will like swim, in a sense, in every night, which is a reference to Pasuk we say in Tachanun, actually, Aschevah Cholayla Mitasi, that I swim in my bed every night, like meaning I'm swimming in my tears. The Golos is so intense that it's as though I'm swimming in tears. It's overwhelming already. So asking Hashem to end it. Okay, Koli Bal Yuntal, my call, my voice, the voice of my tefillah, Bal Yuntal, should not be taken away, should not be ignored in front of Hashem. Pesachli Shar Hamanutal, open for me the gate, Hamanutal. So over here, Hamanutal means that it's a very high gate, or it's either it's referring to Shari Shemayim of like Shari Tefillah, that again, Koli Bal Yuntal, my voice shouldn't be taken away. Hear my tefillahs, open up the Shari Shemaim, Shari tefillah to me. Or some of them say it actually refers to the Sharim of the Beit HaMikdash, that one of the gates in the Beit HaMikdash, I think the Shari Nicanor, were very high. They were very tall. And this was so that when the Kohen was on Harazesim, he was able to look over the low wall, the easternmost wall of the Beis HaMikdash. He's able to look over Shara Mizrach and look into Shara Nicanor, and look straight through into, they say, into or towards the Kodesh Kedashim. So that high gate, that's also asking Pesachli Shamanuta, open up that gate, meaning to say, and build with the Beis HaMikdash. Shiroshi Nimna Tal Kutasai Vesitei Laila. Shiroshi, my head is Nimla, it's Malay, it's full of Tal, it's full of Doom, meaning My head is so soaked with tears or with sweat from the golos and from the oppressions. My tears and my sweat have soaked my head. Kutsasai is also a term for like my the hair on my head, the payas or the whatever, long hair. Resise laila, kutsasai resise laila. They're again soaked with tears and sweat. So we ask again, Hey Aser Nora Ve'ayom. Hey Aser is the lashon we just had in last week's parsha. Vayet HaYitzchak L'Noach Achishto. Vayet Aser Lo Hashem. That it's a language of prayer and answering prayer. So Hey Aser Nora Ve'ayom. So we call Hashem the awesome and powerful one. Answer us, Hashem. Ashaveya Tanaf Yom. Ashaveya. I will ask Shavati, right? Like my prayer. Tanaf Yom. Give it redemption in a sense. Redeem me through tefillah. B'neshef be'erev yom, at the like sunset in a sense, which I think is also over here a reference to the end of the day, a reference to the hope for the end of the geula. But isha laila also is the time of it becoming dark. So again, the Golos is overwhelming. We're asking Hashem, this is a time for Geula. It follows very long, along very well with the Elio and Navi theme from before I mentioned. Okay, Kratzi Chaka Hoshieni, I call out to you, Hashem, save me. Orach Chaim Todieni, Orach Chaim, the way of life, Todieni, teach me, let me know. Let me know the way of life, Hashem, which will bring to eternal life, which will bring to a geula. Midalus tivat eni, from poverty, you should save me. So That's one way of translating it. Others translate Dalos as sickness. You should make me healthy. But the idea is also it's really more metaphorical. That the poverty, the Gemara says, Ein aniyus ela bedas, that real poverty is in a certain sense is in one's mind. Meaning so we're asking Hashem to Todieni to inform us, let us know the proper way of life. Let us not be impoverished in our knowledge, impoverished in our perspectives in Avodas Hashem. And it's funny because in a certain sense, you know, whatever Or HaChaim is one of the four Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, and you know, it's probably one of the things that you need to know very well. So we're asking like Or HaChaim Tadieni Hashem, let me know Or HaChaim, you know, let me learn Or HaChaim. Fine. Let me deal with Tavatzeni Miyom Ve'ad Laila. Okay. Tahar Tinuf Ma'asai. Purify. Tinuf is the dirtiness, the lichluch of my actions. Purify me from the dirtiness of my actions. Again, be machaper from my averos. Pen Yomu Machisai. Lest those who anger me, meaning to say either Yitzhara or other or Umos Ha'olam, the evil nations who attack us. Lest they say Ayeina Eloka Osai. Where is the God who made me? Right? Meaning, say, don't let me suffer. If I'm suffering, in Golos Hashem, it's a continuation of the Chilul Hashem of the Golos. So why should the Umos HaOlam be able to say that? So Pen Yom Machasai Ayna Kavasai Hanosein Zmiros Balayla, who gives Zmiros Balayla, and this is actually a very important idea, certainly for this Shir. That what does it mean Hanosein Zmiros Balayla? Hashem who gives Zmiros. So Zmiros, it doesn't necessarily just mean that he. Doesn't necessarily mean Hashem sings at night, but it means and those things zmiros because zmiros are called zmiros because they come from the language of zomer. Zomer is one of the melachos in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a tolda of zareya, maybe a tolda of kotzer. That it's like pruning, right? Where you're cutting off the tree. You're cutting off certain branches off a tree. So why are you cutting them off? Why is it zareya then? Why is it considered like planting? Because really, you're cutting off like the dead branches so that the good ones will grow. So this is how we refer to Hashem. Hanosin Zmiros Balayla, Hashem who is cutting off the bad Balayla, even in the Golos, even when we think things are difficult. And the Mefarshim bring the examples of like different enemies of the Jewish people that Hashem is defeated at night. You have Paro, Vayiba Chatzi Alayla, right? And you have Achashverosh, right, with Haman, right, he couldn't sleep at night, and that's when everything started to turn around, and you have Sancheirev, whose army was destroyed at night. So many, many cases of Kadosh Baruch Hu, eventually, you know, he only sends enemies against us to make us be better. So that same way, that's, you know, so then when he destroys them, it's again, it allows us to flourish and make a bigger Kiddush Hashem again. And then we say, "Nachnu v'yavcha kachomer." We are in your hands, Hashem, like material, like a potter has clay in his hands, and he's able to shape it according to what you know, whatever he wants to create. So we're saying, also, Hashem, we are in your hands like clay. We recognize that ultimately, anything that's going to happen this week, anything that's going to happen in our lives, is dependent on Hashem shaping it. And we ask Sachna al Kavachomer. So please forgive Kavachomer. So what's Kavachomer? So I will tell you the Kavachomer. Most of the Mefarshim say really it means the light and the strict, the severe. So there's the lighter Averos and a more severe Averos. But I did see some Mefarshim who say that no, it does refer to Kavachomer. I saw this from Rabbi Shimon Yaroslav, who says based on the Gemara Chagiga, the very end of Chagiga says that the Rish Lakish says Or Shal Gehenim, Ein Or Shal Gehenim Shalat Es Poche Yisrael, that the light of Gehenim will not rule over, will not overpower even the sinners of the Jewish people. Why? He says it's Kal Chomer from the Mizbeach HaZahav. He says the Mizbeach HaZahav only had like a very minute covering of gold, and yet with all the fire on top of the Mizbeah, for all the karbanos, it never burned through. As a miracle. So he says, if that's true by the Mizbeach, that the fire of the Mizbeach didn't burn through that, so Kol Shekein, he says, how much more so the sinners of the Jewish people, which is like very interesting, like that you're making Kal Vachomer, the Mizbeach is a small thing, and the Rishayim of the Jewish people, he says, the Gemara says, Shekein Poche Yisrael, Shemalei and Mitzvos Karimon, they are full of mitzvos like a pomegranate. Which is like, you know, which that in itself is hard to understand. What do you mean? You're talking about the Rishayim are full of mitzvos like a pomegranate? Yeah, meaning even the Rishayim, they're doing chassadim, they're doing all sorts of, you know, even a Jew who's like culturally Jewish, but there's so much to who he is as a person, his mali mitzvos karimon. So the Gemara says, kol shekein, right, poshe tosh, mali mitzvos karimon, sheinei shel gehem shalitzos behem, because the mitzvos protect them. So this Rebbe Meir, Rishon Miyaroslav, so he says, this is the pshat, when we say slach me'al kal chomer, meaning forgive the poshe Yisrael, so that the or of Gehenna will not rule over them, because of this kal chomer. So according to him, you would read it in as slach na, please forgive, al kal chomer because of the kal chomer. But I was thinking like this. I this is my own pshat. I didn't see this anywhere yet. It could be somebody says this. But in Parshas Chukas, so we know that Moshe hits the rock instead of speaking to the rock, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry, and this is why they don't go into, Moshe and Aaron don't go into Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem says, "Yan lo hemantan bi lahakdisheni leinei bnei Yisrael. You didn't believe in me to make a Kiddush Hashem with me in the eyes of the Jewish people." So Rashi says, "Lahakdisheni sheilu dibatim al asel. If you would have spoken to the rock, the hoti." And taking out water, I would have been sanctified in front of the people. The Olim, and they would have said this, Kal Vachomer, right? This rock that doesn't speak and doesn't hear and doesn't need parnasa, but yet it fulfills the statement of Hashem, Kal Vachomer Anu, how much more so us? So, in a certain sense, I know there's a Rav who... There's a sefer called Frameworks, I think, who I think he develops this idea that this Kal Vachomer like would have brought the ultimate geula, because the idea is that you know what happened by this. I'm not sure if this is how he says it, but the idea is that this rock which held this potential for unbelievable Kiddush Hashem, so just by speaking it would have responded, but instead through hitting it responded. So this became a symbol in a sense for the history of the Jewish people, that you know, if we would have learned that Kal Vachomer, so then we would have listened to Hashem right away, done everything right, and boom, we would have been Zochet to Geula right away. But instead, we are living through Galus throughout this long centuries and centuries of Galus, and how do we do tshuva to Hashem? Only usually through an enemy coming in and striking us. So again, I think it happens to be a good pshat in terms of following along the theme of now being Motzei Shabbos and asking for a completion of the geula of the golos and bringing to the geula. So slachna al kal vachomer, we're asking Hashem, forgive us for that kal vachomer, forgive us that we didn't get to do that kal vachomer, and ultimately it should bring about the geula. So and then the last line, yom yom yabia omer v'layla l'layla, yom yom yabia omer, day to day. Yabia is the language of ibaya, of bayu, like the Gemara Baba Kama says Maviza Adam, because the language of man is a requester, man is a person who asks. So we ask Hashem, Slachna al Kal Vachomer, Yom Yom Yabia Omer, V'layla L'layla, we will say over and speak over and tell over as stories and as praises of your greatness, Yom Yom V'layla L'layla, every day and every night. And the idea is, this is also you know, a little bit connected to the idea of you know, storytelling, that you know, the idea of when we say Shimas, Az Yimal Yitzchok Pinu Oshanei Nirina, that as then, when the Gula comes, Yimal Yitzchok Pinu, our mouths will be full of joy and laughter. Why? Because when we look back at all the tzaros that were, so we see ultimately, but they led to the good things in the end, and that's what allows us to be Mali Yitzchok Pinu. But it's only then, the Gemara says, not while we're experiencing it, obviously. So So then we'll be able to say it over. Okay. So there's a few more lines that go that are not really accepted within the general. They're not part of the minhag to sing, but it's that's the main that's the main nusach of the zemer. Any questions? Okay.